We are learning Masechtas Moed Katan, Daf Heyam Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud, one line down, top of Heyam Beis. Torah Abanan, Ein Mitzayinim, Loyal Kazayas Ben Ameis, Loyal Etzim Kisayra, but Loyal Davash Ein Mitam Ba'il. The only thing that needs a tzion, that needs to be marked off, is only something that the chshash tumas oil, because you might walk over it, and it'll be a tumas oil, you're not going to realize, it will become tame, therefore you put a tzion there, so you shouldn't walk over it. But Kazayas Mace, the Gemara is assuming right now, is not Matam Bayil. And an Etzim Kesaira, which is a small bone, the size of a barley, is not Matam Bayil. And therefore, you don't need a Tzion. Lo Yadosh Eim Matam Bayil, and nothing that's not Matam Bayil. And Tosfos speaks out that not only Ein Tzorach Tzion, doesn't need a Tzion, but on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Tzion. Why not? Because it's no point. So you're not allowed to do that on Chalamite already. Because now it's not Tzarchi Yom Tov. You can't do it. And the Rosh Hashanah says even more that all year round you shouldn't do it. Because people might burn Truma on that. They're going to think it's Tumas Oil. Therefore, you shouldn't make a Tzion. It's more than just you don't have to. You should not make a Tzion. Ava Mitzayin al Shedra, but on a Shedra, which is the spine, Valagogarlis is a skull. Those things are Matama Boil, even though it's a bone. But it's Matama Boil because it's very Chashiv. Al Roiv Binyan, or if it's most of the structure of the skeleton. In the Gemara it says, in the Mishnah in Olis it says, like one femur and two of the lower bones of the foot. That's Roiv Binyan. About Roiv Binyan, or most of the bones. It's like over 150 bones. If you look at the Mishnah exact number, that's Roiv Binyan. Then, Roiv Binyan HaMeis, then it's Matam Ba'oil. Ve'im Mitzayin Malvadayis. A Vadai Kaver does not, everyone knows there's a Kaver here, you don't need a Tzion there. It's only places where people don't know. But you are Mitzayin on a Suffolk, which means even though it's only a Suffolk of something's here, you do make a Tzion there. And the Ritva asks, even though Suffolk Tumas Shirabim Sveikatar, he says, since it's Shriach to be here, so then Chacham said you should make a Tzion. We'll explain it now. Schachos uprois are like a tree that's one branch is over a caver. So then you don't know which branch. So all the branches under all the branches is tummy. You have to make a tzion there. And prois is the same thing with a wall, a stone wall that has bricks jutting out, and one of them is over a caver. You have to make a tzion to keep away from this wall. Obeis HaPras is a field where a kever was lost or was plowed up. Ve'eim ha'midim tzion b'makom tuma shulahafsid es hatayrus. When you put a tzion, when you put a marker, you don't put it on top of the kever, you put it right before the kever. Why? Because on top of the kever, the time you realize it, it'll be too late, you're over it. And the Mefarshim speak out, we're talking about a type of tzion that didn't have any height to it. A tzion just means that they put plaster on the ground to make it white, so you see this is a caver. So here, if you put it right on top of the caver, it might be too late. The time you realize it, you might be over it already. Therefore, you make it right before the caver. But don't put it too far away, so then you make Eretz Yisrael more awesome. So you put it right in front of the caver. Not too much in front of it, not mamish on top of it, and therefore, this way, that's the best way to do it. You're not going to make too much place tamei, and you're not going to cause a guy to come tamei. So that adkan habraisa. So great thing about Akasha, it said here, kezayis min ha-meis is not matam v'oil. That's not true. Because kezayis min ha-meis is not matam v'oil, but now we're looking to the Mishnah in Masechtas Olos, elu matamin ba'oil, kezayis min ha-meis. Kazayas Ameis is one of the things that are matama ba'oil. So how can you say that's not matama ba'oil? Omra papa hacha, but kazayas with tzumtzum askinan. We're talking about something that's exactly a kazayas. The soif mixer chasa. That after it sits there a few weeks, it'll for sure be chasa ready. So what we do is, we tell everyone don't walk there, and anyone who walks there right now will burn truma on that. But then later on, we're not going to put a tzion in there. Because if you put a tzion in there, then forever and ever, anyone walks over it, we're going to burn truma. But it really got smaller. So mutav si yisufu la truma kadosh fisha, only for a certain amount of time. Ve'al yisufu alav loylam. And you know, it might be a mikshal for some people, but it's worth it for that shah to have it. Ve'al yisufu alav loylam. And forever and ever, people are going to think that there's a mace here, bigger than much bigger than kazayis. That we're not going to do. And if we don't make a tzion in there. What are svekas? Schachois, uprois, ubeis pras. So it says, so what are the three things? Schachois is Eloin hamesach al aretz. Schachois is a tree that it overhangs over the ground. It has branches going all the way, all different ways. It's next to Beis HaKvaros. And we're not sure, so Tais has two pshatim. Either we're not sure if there's Tumah under it, or we know for sure there's Tumah under one branch, we're not sure which branch. Either way, in such a case, we say, we make it see and don't get near this tree because there is Tumah here. That's Schachos. Prois, the same type of idea, but Avon and Prois, so you heard something together, it's these stones that are, Prois is lashon of being big, gadol, the big stones that are over the, it's like overhang, it's like oil, and go and it could be over a mace, and you go under it yourself and become tamei. What's beis pras? Get down into the mishnah. Hachoyrish is a kever. If someone was plowing and they plowed up a burial plot, hareo isa beis pras. This field becomes something called a beis pras, and the whole field is tamei. The kama hu isa. How much of the field is tamei? Meloi mana mea ama, which means the length of when something plows, it's 100 ama long of the length of that. I guess the peg or the sharp part of the plow, wherever 100 ama's length of that furrow is all tamei, because we assume that you slept at least 100 ama's the kever. The caver that was dug up for 100 amas that still left, it could leave its residue straight where it was going, the direction it was going. 100 amas straight ahead, if you know which way the plow went. So that's halacha of beis pras. So it says beis pras needs a tzion.
Not because you're worried about shooting out the bones.
No, it just got ground up and put it over here. It got schlepped along. Got pulled along, yeah.
That's always the mitzvah, not because of the way that you...
No. See, that's the opposite. No. First, a crushing is usually not a problem with Tumas oil. Let's see the Gemara here. Let's see. So, akaponim, a base of pras that needs a tziyon is saying, is this a base of pras? And the problem is that we only said you need a tziyon only if it's oil. And that's the Gemara's kasha. We'll see the three different types of base of pras. Beis pras mi metam ba'oil is a beis pras metam ba'oil. For Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, menafeach odom beis pras va'hilch. The loch is that if someone wants to go to bring a carbon pesach and he has to walk through a beis pras, what should he do? So Rav Yudah says he should blow ahead of himself, and anything that's there will be blown away, and he won't end up touching any bones because he blows it away and he'll see it. So what do you see? We're not worried about oil. We're worried about oil, you might walk over one. Here we're worried about touching one. So he says, someone who does this, he blows away everything, and then if he'll see what he's walking on. So if you let him do that, obviously there's no problem with oil.
Why?
Because if it would be a problem with oil, it wouldn't help blowing something. First of all, it makes it underground. What? No, it could be underground also. Something underground. So the point of blowing is, this way you're not going to touch anything. But it doesn't help for oil. So obviously there's no oil there. Rav Yehuda Mishrei Ulama, base of pras nida is tar, a base of pras that got trampled on already, then it's tar, the same idea. It got trampled on, so there's nothing here that's visible, there's no shayla of negiyah. So akaponim, what you see here, that a base of pras is only a problem of touching tumah, of hesed, really moving tumah. That's the problem. But being oil, there's no problem. So it's a kasha. We just finished saying the basic practice that's seen. Why? Because there's a problem with oil. Here we see it's not a problem with oil. On Rav Papa, you're right. And there's two types of basic practice. Like kasha. Kam besoda she'ovad boy keva. Kam besoda she'nechesh boy keva. There's a big difference. A soda that no one planted anything up, but you know for sure in this field has a keva. I just don't know where it is. That needs a tzion because anywhere you walk is tumas oil. The case that was saying you let it blow your way ahead by blowing, that's such a nechesh boy keva. So, very thing about kasha of a soda. Here, change the gears here. A soda she ovid ba kever beis pras karoli. Is that called a beis pras? That's called a beis kvaros. It's not called a beis pras. There's no in. It's called a beis pras. But now we're into the mishnah. Shloisha beis pras saying the three type of beis pras. Soda she ovid ba kever and she never ba kever. A soda that a kever was lost and that we said has a problem with tumas oil. A soda she nechesh ba kever. A soda that a kever was ground up, was plowed up. So there it's a shayla of negiyah, of touching, or hesed, or moving, and there you can blow and go ahead. Another type of beis pras, the stay beichin. What's a stay beichin? My stay beichin. Rav Yeshua Ba'av HaShvei Du'ul Omar, Sodash Maftirim Ba'Mesim. Sometimes they used to bring a mace from one place to another place. For example, we bring now a mace from Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael. They bring a mace from one from Lakewood to Queens. They could bring from one area to another area. So what they used to do is, they used to hand them off, the mace off, to the Chevra Kedisha of that town. And they had a little place out of the town that was Sada, where they did the handoff. They switched off. The people from the city where he died would give him over to the Chevra Kedisha. And that was called, he used to cry there, that was called Stay Baichim. So why is that Tameh? Still we don't understand, why is that Tameh? Rav Shuvah Abba Shadu Lama, Mishadu Shavtir Ba Mesa, Matayim Bai, why is it Tameh? Om Avimei Mishum Yish Bailam Nogubah. So the way Rashi learns, because the foreigner lost the Yiddish Bailam Nogubah, Rashi learns like this, that it could be, because after the long trip of schlepping this mace, a Aver might fall off and land on the floor there, you know, while they're giving it over. And no one's going to, they're both not going to care about it, because he says he's doing it, he says he's doing it. They're going to land up leaving it there. It's not going to come along. And therefore, worry that there is some kind of body of a mace over here, and therefore it has a certain amount of tumah in a stay by him. That's the way Rashi learns. The Ritva brings down for the Rash, and the way he explains the Rash, a little bit of a different pshat. He says that Shem Yish Ba'al Nagabah means a whole different pshat. That really, there's no real chashash tumah here. But they didn't want the owner of this land to develop the land. They wanted a place where they could have, where they hand off the mace. They wanted to have like a Sada Levaya, it's a place where they have the Baichim. So therefore they said it's Tameh, and therefore the Bailim is Miyayis forever developing the land. The Yiddish Baal Nagabah means they made it Tameh in order that they should stay as Stay Levayas. So what? In this place? I'm not sure. Lav Dafka. There's no Dinsian over here. Dinsian is only by the Sodash Ovid Bar Keva. These two places are only Shav Negiya, I think. But I'm not sure. I don't have any raya one way or another to this. So I think we're right. Sodash Nechrash Bar Keva lay by Tzian. So we're coming out that only Sodash Ovid Bar Keva needs a Tzian. But a Soda where it was plowed up does not need a Tzian. Why not? Because it's not a Shiloh there of oil. It's only a Shiloh of Negiya. That's what we learned now. Is that true? Sodash Nechrash Bar Keva lay by Tzian? But tie into the brisa. Motzo saw the metzianis. He found a field that has a tzian, has a marker. You don't know exactly what's the situation, if it's a sodash nechrish by kever or it's neved by kever. You don't know. So there's a tzian here, you don't know what it is. So the brisa gives a simon. Yes, but ilanois, if there's trees here, but do a nechrish by kever. You know, they plowed up the kever because they had to plow to plant the trees. Aim by ilanois, there's no trees here. Be a duosh avod by kever. No trees here. There's a tzian here. You know what's going on here. There must be an avod by kever because it wasn't plowed up. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer says no. Achi esham zokin a talmid fishena kavu kiyem adava. Rabbi Yehuda says that you never can assume nechrash. Even with trees, you cannot assume nechrash until there's a zokin or a talmud chacham that says that that's what happened over here. That was nechrash. Okay, that's the brisa. So what's shver from the brisa? So what Shref and the Brisa is, that it says that it has Tzion, and if there's trees, it's Nechrash Ba'keva. So what's going on here? If it's Nechrash Ba'keva, why is there a Tzion? It says, Solomon Tzionas, and if there's trees, it's Nechrash Keva. Why is there a Tzion here? You don't make a Tzion in Nechrash Ba'keva. Amar Papa, simple terms. Amar Papa, Kitanya Hi, Besosh Ov Ba'keva, V'tzainua. It was a field that originally had lost the Keva, they had a Tzion there. And afterwards, Yeshba Yelonis Beidua, Shenechosh Ba'kever afterwards. So that's the Tzion there from before. But Nechosh Ba'kever, if there's trees, then you know it was Nechosh Ba'kever. They were plowed up a kever. Ain Bo Yelonis Beidua Shavu Ba'kever. You know that kever was lost over here. You know that they lost the kever there. And it never got plowed up. Freit the Gemara, what does trees help? V'lechosh, Dimo Yelonis Megavoi. You're right. The out Megavoi is the inside. The inside is plowed, because that's where the trees are. But the kever, maybe the kever is still, the lost kever is still on the outside. So what do you mean that it helps because of the trees? Maybe it's only where the trees are, but around it, it still has the mace. And for the Gemara, no, this Bryce was a specific case. Kedama Ula, but in Malagvulim, the trees are on the border of the field, so we know that it's the border of the field is all plowed up. How can I buy Malagvulim? He always on the border. For the Gemara, it's still shver. Why? Why is it still shver? The Dilma, Tumah Megavai, maybe the Tumah is on the inside, the Elohim is on the border outside. And for the Gemara Mesubachim, it's all mixed up, so the whole field must be plowed up. So that's one teretz, how we know, plowed up, because it has trees are all over the place, And therefore, even as Tzion, but now we know it was Nechash Bakeva. The Baisema, another Teretz that we know, that we're not worried about Tum anywhere else, because the Tzion was on the outside. And we know, you put the Tzion always very close to the mace. The Baisema, Amran, Eimar Chikin Tzion Makim Tumah Shal Hafzer Yisrael. We don't put the Tzion far from the Tumah Shal Hafzer Yisrael. Therefore, we know that it's close by. We know that it's close by. We know that it's close by over here, and therefore, if it's next to the tree, so we know it was Nechash Baal Kever, and we're not worried there's not a cave in inside, because you would have put another tzion inside. So one more Gemara, just to finish up this Gemara, because the Braisa says, Rabbi Hudai, Ma'achi Shem Zokin Talmud. He says, it doesn't help, trees don't help. You got to have a Kabbalah from a Zokin or Talmud Chacham that was plowed up. The Fishenei Kol B'Gimel Dov, not everyone knows what's going on, but Mashma, Talmud Chacham does know what's going on. So Amar Abaya Shmaya Mino Tzuvim Rabbanon Dika B'Masa Kol Mil Masa Elal Ramya. So you see from here, if it's Talmud Chacham in the city, everything going on in the city, he has to know what's going on. He does know what's going on, and he's the bucky and everything. So it's both a tachiyah for the Talmud Chacham to make sure that he knows what's going on, because he is the one they rely on. That's even the Gemara. Who do you ask? You don't ask the mayor. You ask the Talmud Chacham with a Zakin. So you see from here that Tzuvim Rabbanon Kol Mil Masa, he has to be responsible for it.